Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with Dr. Josh Umber, the founder of Atlas MD, who's coming on to talk about a healthcare affordability crisis that's happening in the U.S. Josh, Dr. Josh, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well. Thank you.
Let's talk about this. You know, we talk about inflation all the time nowadays, and it is affecting healthcare as well. How big of a big deal is this?
You know, I think for a lot of families, this is the most expensive thing in their routine bills. Their health insurance is going up by nearly double digits every year. It's more than twice what it used to be a decade ago. Oftentimes, it's more expensive than their mortgage. There's a lot of reasons to fix this because it's causing families to struggle.
My in-laws spent an inordinate amount on, you know, healthcare, but for them, out-of-pocket costs weren't really the issue. Break this down for our audience. Why is there a concern?
Well, I think it's interesting, you know, the old line, the greatest lie the devil ever told was convincing people he didn't exist. And so the one of the ways the insurance companies blunt the payment pain that people feel at the countertop, whether they're checking out from their doctor or at the pharmacy, is the copay. And so we say, well, look, this is $10, $20, $30. The individual implies that that must be the majority of the expense. It must be affordable if it's a $10 copay. But like in our office, we dispense medications wholesale directly to the patients, cut out the middleman. So you can take something like Lexapro, generic Lexapro is 3 cents a pill. At the pharmacy, it's $12 per pill for name brand. So when a doctor writes that and the patient, you know, now has a bill to their insurance of $360 a month, but they paid a $10 or $20 copay, they're insulated from that effect and then don't see why their insurance goes up so much year after year. And that's just one of many examples.
Now, when you talk about this around the country, you talk about site-neutral policies. What is a site-neutral policy and how can it help?
Well, that's the term we use for what we want to fix, what we want from the government. So years back, the road to hell is paved with good intentions and government policies. There was an idea that the hospitals will get paid more because it's more expensive to care for patients there. And that might make some sense, but then the MBAs and the administrators got a hold of that idea and said, oh, you'll pay us more if we call ourselves a hospital. So they started buying up all these doctors' practices and calling them remote hospital locations so they could tack on a large bill to your otherwise normal bill. And with all the other pressures on family physicians, the family physician can barely get paid and keep their doors open with the current billing. But then if the hospital buys it and says, oh, now you're one of us, they get an additional several hundred dollars. So they can just afford to buy up these practices and cause the cost of insurance to skyrocket because somebody has to pay for that. And so it's still this kind of whack-a-mole system where all the information that we need to make good decisions is hidden away from the most important person, the patient, the consumer.
Absolutely.
So site-neutral policy is bringing that back to what it was before.
Unfortunately, we're out of time right now, but if people want more information on this, because it's really interesting, especially when it comes to trying to save money anywhere they can, where can we get more information?
Our website is atlas.md, but honestly, if they look for direct primary care doctors in their area, they'd be the ones best able to help them with the pricing of medications, labs, health insurance costs, and it's a grassroots movement trying to fix healthcare.
Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too.